Hey guys, and welcome back to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Townsend, and today's episode is about how singleness is actually a gift from God. And I know it doesn't always feel like it. And you may have already heard people tell you this before. You may be scrolling social media and see other people say this, and you want to roll your eyes and say, Yeah, whatever. I'm waiting on the marriage. I'm waiting on the spouse. I'm waiting on the husband. I'm waiting on the wife. I want kids. When is it going to happen? It doesn't feel like a blessing. I'm going to share with y'all today how the Lord has really revealed to me singleness is a gift and a blessing, in hopes that this helps you in your walk and that this changes your perspective in just a little way. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of background, okay, of my dating. To quickly summarize this, I have been single for years, years. It has been many years. I'm 26 now. My last like long-term serious relationship was when I ended when I was like 18. And sure, I had the situationships, I had the talking stages. The situationships are when you do everything like a couple does. You basically act like a couple, but you don't have that couple label. And the second the couple conversation comes up, one or both parties say, this isn't what I'm looking for. Just to summarize it, I have been single for a long time. That doesn't mean I hadn't gone out on dates. I had romantic experiences. When I got immersed, unfortunately, when I was in my college days and my teenage days, I've shared with y'all in previous podcast episodes, I fell into hookup culture. I fell into the quick validation, instant gratification lifestyle. I wasn't living for Christ when I was a teenager and a young adult. I was living for myself. I was living for the world. But now I've been single for years. I've been practicing abstinence for years now, waiting until marriage, re-waiting until marriage. And I'm not going to say it's always been easy. I have gone through periods in my life, especially y'all, when I first surrendered my life to Christ, being married and having kids was actually very low down on my priority list. When I gave my life to Christ, I remember just being so enthralled with the idea of serving God. Like when I gave my life to Christ, I was so enamored with Christ. It was like I just had such a desire to serve and to live a life pleasing for the Lord, but that's where my mind was at. Was I was waking up with, what do you want me to do today, Lord? What do we need to work on? Because I knew the Lord was pruning me. I knew he was sanctifying me. I was like, what do we have to do today? What are you going to heal in me today? What do you need me to do? I was focused on my relationship with the Lord and becoming, I was a new creation. I was delivering. The Lord had gotten me out of Egypt, but it was time for him to get the Egypt out of me. There were still habits that he had to break down in me. There was still pruning that needed to be done. Like, and I understood that I wasn't in the space to steward over. God had made a lot of promises to me, and there is still some promises I'm waiting on him to deliver on, y'all. But I recognized that God made those promises, but I was not yet the person I needed to be to steward over those promises. And now was the time for me to go through a period of God making me into who he needed me to be to steward over his blessings well. So relationships really weren't a thing. They weren't a big deal. When I gave my life to Christ, having a husband, dating, I really, that would be a cool thing for the future, but that wasn't my main concern. I wanted to be rooted in the Lord. I was going through so much spiritual warfare. I was just still learning how to stay on my feet and continuing to go back to the Lord. I was focused on my relationship with the Lord. I had to make sure that I had a firm foundation in Christ. I had to make sure I was rooted in the Lord. And honestly, a relationship would have been a distraction. Glory be to God. I know this isn't everybody's situations. I'm really grateful I wasn't a mom at this time. I'm not a mom yet, still. But I'm really grateful that when I was going through my rebirth and giving my life to Christ, I wasn't distracted by kids or by a husband. And kids are a blessing. Marriage is a blessing. It is also a gift from God. But at that time, they would have been things pulling my attention away from the Lord. So I'm grateful that I was able and in a position to just focus on the Lord. And honestly, as I progressed in my relationship with Christ, God started to give me new desires in my heart. I had never before desired to be a mom. As a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult, I didn't want to be a mom. I never had any craving with that. I never had any desire with that. I was focused on me, my selfish ambitions, me, myself, and I. And all of a sudden, I started having desires of, I want to be a mom one day. I want to have kids, and I want to bring them up in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. I want them to love the Lord. I want to break generational patterns in my family by raising my kids in love, in Christ-like love. I want to break off generational patterns so that way they don't affect my children. And I started thinking, I started having desires to be married one day. And I stopped seeing marriage as a way to serve myself, but started seeing marriage as a way to serve the Lord. You know, for the longest time, I looked at marriage as how can it benefit me? How can it make me feel better? I looked for partners of how does this help me? And all of a sudden, I started seeing marriage, the more I was in God's word and gained to know God, and He was bringing up these desires in my heart, I started seeing marriage as two people who are individually focused on Christ, two people who are already focused on the relationship with the Lord, pursuing righteousness, pursuing, seeking first the kingdom of heaven, rooted in the Lord, in their calling, in their purpose, who come together to pursue Christ together. Pursuing Christ never stops. They're encouraging together, they're ministering together. And that is the vision that God gave me for marriage one day, is someone to minister with, someone to encourage me, and someone for me to encourage on my walk with Christ, someone to lead me and guide me, someone for me to help, someone for me to be a helpmate to. And the more the Lord placed these desires in me, the more they started taking up the focus of my mind. And before you know it, y'all, I started praying to God and was like, God, when's the husband gonna come? Is today the day? Like, am I gonna be married today? I'm waiting on you, God. You know, I'm not going out and trying to seek it out myself, but like, when's it coming? And when you're focusing on that, in my experience, there's a lack that starts to come up that shouldn't be there. You know, God had done so many wonderful, amazing things in my life, but I started focusing on what wasn't there. I started focusing on the husband isn't here, which means the kids aren't here, which means, you know, these other things. And I started thinking, God, well, it'd be a lot easier if I had a husband to encourage me and all these things. And I wasn't seeing the blessing in the single season. Instead, I was seeing it as a lack. I was seeing it as a drought. And the Lord has recently really flipped my perspective. And He led me to some scripture this morning, and I want to read this to y'all. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 32. It says, I want you to be without concerns. The unmarried man is concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But the married man is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and his interests are divided. The unmarried woman, or virgin, is concerned about the things of the Lord, so that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But the married woman is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I am saying this for your own benefit, not to put a restraint on you, but to promote what is proper, so that you may be devoted to the Lord without distraction. And the Lord really revealed to me that although children are a blessing and a gift from God, although marriage is a blessing and a gift from God, if received too early, it is a distraction from your walk with Christ. And He really reminded me, He's like, do you really think 6 months ago you would have been able to focus on the things I was calling you to focus on, step into things I was calling you to step into, and be a wife, and focus on your husband's needs, and focus on everything with him? On top of that, raising children, taking care of the kids. Once you're married, it's not just about you and what you want. It's not just about you're taking other people into account. There are other people's lives, there are conversations. When you're married and you're making these big life decisions, you make it together. The Lord revealed to me right now, the only person you have to consult is me. The only person I have to consult with is God. When I'm married, I'm going to be informing my husband. I'm going to be consulting with my husband. When I have kids, I'm going to be having to plan accordingly for my children. I'm going to be having to take them into account. And the Lord revealed to me how great of a blessing it is that right now I only have to worry about being God's girl. My only worry is being God's child and doing what He has called me to do and obeying Him. Like, y'all, today I went to church, and after church I came home. I did a workout. I got to decide what I wanted to eat for lunch and cook that. I went out and bought a couple books and some new shirts for work. And I came home and just started doing a Bible study, scripture reading, and reading one of the new books I had, and just praying and hanging out. And I just saw how much of a blessing it is to be able to do this in this moment. Because I believe that there is going to be one day in my life when, I'm driving to church in the morning, it's no longer going to be just me driving to church. It's going to be my husband in the car with me. And God willing, kids. And I'll be planning out the day of, kids ministry with them and taking them there. And after we get out of church, it's not about me coming home and cooking whatever I want to cook and doing whatever I want to do and just willy-nillying the day. I'm going to be having to take what other people are wanting to eat into account. I'm going to be having to take what other people need done, what my kids need for school, get them ready, do all those things, take that into account, what my husband wants to do. What if he's ministering and involved in something or doing something else, my day is no longer just going to be, okay, God called me to do this, I'm going to drop this and go over here and go do this thing and go do that thing. I'm going to be having to worry about worldly things more. Kids cost money. You're going to be having to budget out more things. A wedding costs money. You're going to be having to budget that out more. Like I said, when you're married, you're making decisions with that person together. Right now, I'm making decisions just with the Lord. And there is a blessing that right now, because I've shared with y'all many times before, although I was raised in the church, I didn't give my life to Christ until a little over a year ago. And I can't imagine, like, the Lord has had to rewire my brain so much. He has had to tear down so many old habits. He has had to bring up so many new things. I have had to go through so much pruning. Like, I'm literally a new person compared to who I was before. And the thought of trying to do that while being married and having kids, like having other people relying on me, having other people to consult, all of these things, there, it's so many more moving pieces that I can't imagine taking all of those other things into account. And that was the revelation. I don't think this episode's going to be too long, guys. I think this is going to be a shorter episode of that is the revelation that the Lord gave to me today is it is a blessing that you have been doing this in your single period, in your single season. I can't tell you how many times I was looking up to God and being like, God, it'd be really helpful if I had a husband right now, if I had a partner to help me navigate this and help me do all these things and all of this. And the Lord has revealed to me, if I had a partner, I would have been going to the partner instead of God. This whole year of giving my life to Christ and learning to rely on Him and trust in Him, I needed to be learning to go to Him and not going to other people. To rely on Him for the strength, to rely on Him for the encouragement. Like, this was God building the firm foundation. If I, knowing the habits I had in the past of relying on other people for emotional support and comfort and all of these things, if I would have had a partner available like that, I may have chosen to go to them instead of God. And I might not be who I am today at the stage in my faith that I'm in today. So glory be to God, He's kept me single for as long as He has. If it would have been more helpful for me to do this as a wife, that door would have opened. If it was necessary for me to be a mom right now, that door would be opened. So since the Lord has yet to open that door, He has me right where He wants me, and I'm right where I need to be for Him to do the next step in my life, whatever that looks like. And whoever you are today that's listening to us, that's in your single season, I pray that this encourages you too, that right now, all your main responsibility, and of course, you have work to show up to. You have these other things. But right now, the person that you answer to is God. Right now, the person that you have to consult is God. Right now, you're able to be concerned more with just godly things who God is calling you to be, what God is calling you to do. How can you serve him today? How can you obey him today? And yes, there's blessing in being a mother or a father. There is blessing in being a husband or a wife. There is blessing in that. But there is also blessing in just having this one-on-one time with the Lord, undistracted, unimpeded. Because when those things do come into your life, you're gonna have to expand more, right? You're gonna have to be rooted in the Lord, serving the Lord, while also taking these other people into account, loving these other people, working with these other people. And that is going to be a blessing one day. But since that is not yet where you're at, trust that God has you where you need to be. And pray that he reveals to you what you are needing to see during the season, what you are needing to work on during the season. What is he trying to show you? What is he trying to reveal to you? Are you in the sanctification process? Are you in a process right now where God is making you who you need to be in order to be a good spouse or a good partner? I've shared in the previous, a couple episodes back, that was the love episode is what it was titled. I used to think I was loving people correctly. I used to think I was loving people well. But once I started knowing Christ-like love and different ways to share it, I started seeing how actually unhealthy and worldly my love was in the past. I used to think I am not the problem, everyone else was the problem. I was able to see lots of areas where actually I was problematic. And I wouldn't have been a good wife in these areas. This wouldn't have added to a Christ-like relationship. And in the past year, since I've given my life to Christ and I've been in his word, a lot of these things have been shifted. And I'm not saying I'm perfect now, but even where I'm at now, I'm like, wow, I think I'd be a much better wife today than I would have been a year ago, let alone 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, I would have said I'm ready. I didn't even see how many things God needed to break off and shift until he broke them off and shifted them. So trust that if you are in this season now, God has already planned for it. And God has a reason. And remember that he can use all things for your good. And I want to reinforce this, y'all, that children are a gift and a blessing. A spouse is a gift and a blessing, but singleness is also a gift and a blessing. There are different times and different seasons for each. And right now, if God has appointed you to the single season, use that season. He has you in it because he can use it. Ask him to reveal to you what you need to do, what you need to see, how he can use it, and he will blow your mind with just how much he can do with it. God's ways are above our ways, and I cannot tell y'all how many times I have been in a situation, in a scenario where I'm like, there's no way God can use this. If he can, I can only see like this one thing. And then he ends up pulling like 10 things out of it. And I'm like, what? Like, where did that come from? And then I find out it affected like 10 other people. And I wasn't even thinking about other people. And it's just amazing the way that God can interconnect things. And how he can use one scenario, one situation to bring about like 10 different lessons, 20 different healings, impact like 50 people. Like, it's crazy just how much he can do. So instead of looking at the season you're in right now from a space of lack, in a space of pain, in a space of yearning, look at it as a space of learning and a space of abundance. Because although you don't have the spouse, although you don't have the kids, you have God. And I want to tell you this today. This is the time to turn more to the Lord, not away from the Lord. And I know hearing this, you might be like, well, yeah, duh. I'm supposed to turn to the Lord. Like, why would I turn away from the Lord? It can be tempting. It can be tempting to turn away from the Lord. Recently, I had an experience, y'all, where I felt like I was doing really good just focusing on my relationship with the Lord and not focusing on external relationships and everything like that, and just letting things play out in their timing. And I felt convicted that I was focusing too much on relationships and that I was kind of seeking out a partner too much. I felt convicted on that. And in that conviction, I knew in that moment, I was like, it's time to, if I'm really feeling convicted about this, repent and take it to the Lord and pray about it. But there was a little voice that was like, don't repent. Like, don't. Like, there was a condemnation starting to creep in. Because I know that condemnation doesn't come from God. That when you repent and you ask for forgiveness, you are forgiven. You're washed of that sin. You're cleansed of that. But there was a voice that started getting louder and louder that was just telling me, you sinned, and you're taking control away from God, and you don't deserve a husband, and you don't deserve a spouse, you don't deserve, your spouse one day. You don't deserve. It started going into, you don't deserve a platform, and you don't deserve this, and you don't deserve that. Like, how can you be preaching the gospel, but you're over here sinning? And there was like this overwhelming condemnation. And I remember I started crying and I started like praying to God, where I was like, God, I don't deserve anything good. And I was like, God, I don't deserve the platform I have. I don't deserve the podcast. I don't deserve a husband. I don't deserve to speak in your name. I don't deserve. And there was like this overwhelming. I started entertaining that voice and I started saying out loud, like, I'm unworthy and I'm undeserving. And there was a pause for a moment when, and I started praying to God. I was like, God, I need to repent. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I sinned. I'm so sorry I strayed. I'm so sorry I went away. Like, I don't deserve any of the good things you did in my life, yet you did them anyway. And there was another pause for a minute, and I truly felt the Lord speak to me, like, no, you don't deserve any of these good things. And I'm not giving you these good things because you deserve them. I'm giving them to you because I'm merciful and I love you. And there was like this overwhelming feeling of like love. And as I started crying and I started asking the Lord for forgiveness, there was an overwhelming peace that overcame me. There was a peace that surpassed all understanding, and I felt the love of God. And there was an instant like relief, and this feeling of condemnation left my body. It was like this where I just knew. I was like, God isn't angry at me. God isn't mad at me. And that's not saying that sin is okay, but I was like, he's not about to strip away everything because I feel convicted, because I've been prioritizing a relationship over him, because I did this thing. I'm coming back to him right now in this moment, and he's accepting me. And that was a moment, Christ had victory over the lies of the enemy. The lies of the enemy were trying to keep me from repenting, and they were trying to keep me to turn from the Lord, because in that time I didn't want to repent. I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to open up my Bible because I felt so dirty and so unworthy and so unclean that like I was even starting to believe like I don't deserve to go before the Lord. I don't deserve to be forgiven. I don't deserve prayer. I might as well just sit here and like wallow in this uncleanliness and sinful dirtiness and this feeling of condemnation and just cry and let it fester. But glory be to God, I took it to the Lord instead. It's not always in your mind where you say, I'm going to turn from God, ha ha ha. It's moments like that where you start all of a sudden believing the condemnation and the lies of the enemy that causes you to turn away from the Lord. In that moment, I wasn't tempted to turn away from the Lord out of anger, of like, how dare you not give me my spouse, Lord? It was actually out of shame, where it was like, oh my gosh, I have been spending so much of my time focusing on you, and I got distracted and I turned away and I sinned, because I commit in my eyes, I committed the sin of idolatry. I started idolizing a husband. I started idolizing a relationship. Idolatry was the sin here in the situation. And I felt such condemnation because I was like, here I am telling other people to keep their eyes on the Lord and focus on the Lord, but I'm falling into that temptation. I'm unworthy. I'm undeserving. And it spiraled from there And you know, the Lord took me through later on scripture reading and prayer time. And, you know, I came out of the other side recognizing the Lord doesn't call me to be perfect. He calls me to be more like Him. He calls me to be more Christ-like. And I've been doing my best to be more Christ-like every day. I've been trying to wake up and seeing how can I be more like God. And the fact that I repented, the fact that I took it to the Lord, the fact that I felt conviction shows that God is present in my life and in my spirit. That the Holy Spirit is with me, convicting me and revealing things to me. And I truly felt the Lord revealed me that He was well pleased with me. And that He didn't call me to this position or give me the platform because I'm perfect or because I'm deserving, because I'm never going to take a foot out of place. Those weren't the conditions. If they were, I would have already lost it a long time ago. No one would be able to keep platforms or positions. The important thing here was that I turned to the Lord in my time of upset and sorrow. And I'm wanting to reveal this to you guys today. I'm not, you know, I try to be thoughtful of when I share these experiences. But I want you guys to hear today that, like, this perspective I have of singleness being a blessing, it wasn't just I woke up with it and I just always viewed it like that. And I read it one time in scripture and believed it and I moved on from there. No, it's been a wrestle for me. It's been a war for me. And I think sometimes when we hear other Christian creators talking about it, when we see short videos or short sermons or podcast episodes, when they're just spitting knowledge, which is very knowledgeable, it's easy for us to look and be like, wow, they have it all figured out. They have it all worked out. They must not ever struggle. There's actually a podcast I was watching earlier where they were just speaking with so much wisdom, and they were married couples speaking. And it was like, wow, they must never. At first, my brain went to like, wow, they must think I'm crazy for dealing with what I'm dealing with and all these things. And I know that's not true. But I want to be vulnerable with you guys in this moment, that you can see that like getting to that understanding is a process. There has been a war over my mind and over my priorities. We know as Christians that there is a constant spiritual battle going on around us, a battle between good and evil, and that the devil is the lowercase g god of this world, and that our flesh leans towards the things that are not of the spirit, that are not Christ-like. Of course, when you're trying to lean towards Christ, and when you're trying to do the Christ-like thing, when you're trying to be set apart, there's going to be a tug of war. But it's important to remember that Jesus Christ has already secured victory on the cross, right? He's already conquered evil. He's already conquered death. He's already conquered wickedness. And we know what's going to happen to the devil one day. And until that day comes, we focus on serving the Lord and just leaning towards the Spirit, denying the flesh. But I think it's so important for you guys to see and hear the process. And I want to be so vulnerable with you guys since we're talking about this today of like the lies of the enemy. There has been a lie of the enemy that has been coming for me a lot recently that has to do with the platform, that has to do with, you know, I have a bigger platform on TikTok now, having this podcast, that they're having this platform. When I stepped into it, I shared with y'all in the first couple episodes that I was really kind of apprehensive towards having a podcast. I had been feeling the Lord put it on me for like months, like long before I actually did it. And I kept finding ways to push it off and procrastinate it and not do it. And honestly, the big thing is I didn't feel qualified. I was like, God, I've only been like actively surrendering to you for a little over now a year. Before I started the podcast, it was a little under a year. I was like thinking, like, Lord, like, aren't there a lot more people more qualified? Like, who's gonna wanna listen to someone who's only been walking with Christ for sure? I was raised in the church, but I wasn't submitted to the Lord or living for you until I gave my life to Christ in the September of 2024. It's been a little over a year. I'm like, who don't people wanna listen to the people who have been Christians for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years? What do I have to offer? God, like, there was so much of me that was like, I'm not going to be able to answer all these deep philosophical questions, theological questions yet. Like, there are words now people still throw at me. There was a question someone asked me like a week ago just about my church, where they're like, does it follow the five? I can't even tell you what the word is. It's not, I, where they were talking really theological, like all these different like ways to determine if a church is like biblically, theologically, like following the text, and like all these different things. And this person was using all these words, and I was like, I don't know what you mean by this. Like, and I kind of answered the question to the best of my ability, but kind of threw me off, because I was like, and I know this person has been a follower of Christ for a very long time, and I kind of felt convicted by the Lord of like, if that was something that you were supposed to be focused on, trust Danielle, you would have been called to focus on it. It was the way that the Lord really spoke to me on that, because I started praying to God, like, God, am I supposed to know about that? Like, am I supposed to focus on that? This kind of sounds really like more of a legalistic discussion, and like, and I it didn't feel like a very Christ-centered way of viewing churches. I was like, this feels like very legalistic. This feels a bit Pharisee. I was like, but am I don't feel called to this, but am I supposed to be paying attention to this? And I felt the Lord so heavily tell me, like, if you were supposed to focus on that, don't you think I would have called you to focus on that? Don't you think that would have been brought up by now? But that was something that for an instant it was like, because this person said, well, I figured you would know since you have a podcast. And I had to respond back to them saying, hey, I'm new. I'm a new Christian. My podcast is share my testimony, glorify God, and share my walk as I walk. I'm not coming here claiming to be the smartest person or knowing everything or that I can teach you everything. I'm sharing with you what I learn as I learn it. This is watching me on my walk. I'm going through sanctification. I'm going through pruning. I'm not here to teach you everything about God. I'm learning about God. I'm learning about Christ. And I'm just sharing with you what I've learned as I learn it, sharing with you the transformations and the testimonies of Christ Jesus in my life because he told me to. Because he told me to. Not even, I didn't even step in this because I want to. I stepped in this because he told me to. He had given me a long period of wrestling back and forth. And when August hit and I stepped into doing this, the Lord had really told me, like, your time of waiting is up. Like, the time is now. You need to step into this now. You need to trust me. And the Lord has moved through me trusting him. But that has been a real wrestle for me, y'all, of like, am I qualified? What are the qualifications? And when I started thinking on more things that made me feel unqualified was my inability to answer every single theological question someone had. When I feel prepared for something, I don't feel prepared unless I'm like, okay, no matter what comes, I'll be able to conquer and handle it all. And the Lord reminded me, before I stepped into the podcast, the Lord had showed me Jeremiah in the opening chapter one of Jeremiah, where he says, like, before I formed you, I knew you. And he goes on to say, like, don't say you're too young. Don't say you don't have the words. I will give you the words. Like, I will give you the wisdom. And that's what the Lord, I felt, really speak to me when I was stepping into the podcast, is like, trust that I will speak through you. Trust that I will give you the words. Trust that I will guide you along the way. Don't say you're too young. Don't say you're too new of a Christian. Don't say you're too inexperienced to glorify God and share testimonies. I will use where you're at. And the Lord has really revealed to me in the past couple weeks, and I've shared this with y'all in recent podcast episodes, that a lot of the Christian creators that we have to listen to have been walking with Christ for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And those, yes, those are wonderful people to listen to. Those are the people I listen to. I think it's very good to get instruction and guidance and teaching from people who have an in-depth understanding of the Lord and have been around the block. But the Lord has also revealed to me that there are a lot of people who are in the same stage in their walk that I am in, where they're newish. They're going through sanctification. They're going through the process. And it's one thing to hear what people have went through on the other side when there's already all these victories and everything is secured, like, someone sharing their testimony of what happened 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's kind of different to listen to what someone's going through and learning as they're going through it and as they're learning it. seeing and hearing the different thoughts that someone is thinking, the emotions that they're going through, the different testings, the different tribulations. And that's what I kind of have to offer to you guys, right? Is sharing the emotions while they're fresh, sharing the thoughts that I'm having and the tug of wars that are going on. And just you guys getting to see the process as I go through it, in hopes that this helps you as you go through your process. And it's actually a real unique space that the Lord has me in. And I have felt so encouraged and so guided to not compare myself to other voices out there, to not compare myself to the seasoned Christians, the debaters, the theological experts, all these things, because I'm not in the same race that they're in, right? Like, I don't have the same qualifications. I don't have the same calling. Like, God has me in this space to be used for a reason. And comparison is the thief of joy. And maybe someone needs to hear that today too, you are watching the podcast. Comparison will steal your joy. God knew you and had a purpose for you before your mom and dad knew you. He has a calling for your life. He has a purpose for you. He has given you gifts. You are unique. Your walk with Christ, your relationship with Him is not going to look like this person or that person. And comparing yourself and where you're at to this person, to that person, is only going to rob you of joy, because their destination is going to be different than your destination. In this worldly, all of us have the end goal of heaven, right? But when it comes to being married or this kind of job, if that is the assignment that God is giving you, each of us are going to have different assignments to carry out our calling. Each of us are going to have different lessons and different experiences to train us and to sharpen us. Yeah, there was a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine that loves the Lord that I was having before. And this was close to a year ago when we were having this conversation. Where I was sharing with her, like, some things, and she had been walking with the Lord a lot longer than I had. And some of the things that I've been sharing with her that I had recently learned when I was really fresh on my walk, she had said that she had only just recently, really started implementing and picking up on. And some things that she learned first, I had yet to really learn. And it's interesting how God knows what is the next lesson, what is the next strengthening we need, what is the next thing to move forward. And that's going to look different for each person. You see that there are some people that God has blessed them to be married when they're in their early 20s, and then they step into ministry later on and do these other things later on. And then there are other people that God calls them to ministry first. God calls them to do these other things first, and then to marriage later, then to kids later. There is a time and there is a season for each thing. Each person, God's plan for each person's life is going to be a bit different, right? The way that He intends to move you and shift you around and teach you and guide you is going to look different. So don't compare yourself and where you're at to other people. There is no scale like that of where you should be like that. Trust in God's timing. Now, I think y'all, this is where we're going to end the episode today. And it has been such a blessing getting to speak about this with y'all today. And I pray that this encourages you. I pray that this helps you. Thank you so much for listening to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. And I do ask that you hit subscribe wherever it is you're listening to this episode. Share it too. Share it with friends. Share it with family. Share it on social media. It really helps when you share it. It gets it out there. And stay tuned and get ready for the next episode of Salt Not Sweetener. Have a blessed day.